announcing question number 6. Explain the need for homework. Also explain the need for specific concrete homework in contrast to general vague homework. My response. Homework is needed in between counseling sessions for several reasons. First, time with the counselor is not the magic hour. A believing counselee has access to the Lord all the time. Prayer patterns and Bible assignments must be established to encourage the counselee to spend time with the Lord multiple times a day, every day, to work on his or her heart issues. In the span of 1 week, the counselee might spend 1 hour with the counselor, but through the means of homework, the Lord becomes the counselor for many hours on many of the days. The counselor can use this homework to simply redirect or further encourage the counselee to continue to seek the Lord's counsel between the times that they meet. The counselor can use the completed homework assignments for discussion topics, assessing the counselee's progress and motivation towards repentance, and discern what concrete suggestions to provide. Consider Jesus' instructions to those who were stumbling. Quote, "If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." End quote. Matthew 5, verses 29 through 30. In addition, consider Paul's instructions on what a changed heart looks like. Quote, "He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need." End quote. Ephesians 4, verse 28. In both cases, the instructions are very specific. He is saying to remove and or replace the specific problem with the specific need. Christ isn't saying that someone ought to harm themselves physically. Rather, he is saying that drastic measures are worth it if it removes a stumbling block, and they must attack the specific problem. We aren't told to remove our eye if our hand causes us to stumble. We aren't told to start telling truth if thievery is a life-dominating sin. Those are changes that will eventually need to occur, but the immediate remedy must be specifically focused on moving the counselee away from the particular sins towards the opposing righteous behaviors. In each example, the call is to do specific work to the specific problem. If we relate this to homework, we can see how a thief would need to focus a lot of time on what the scriptures say about thievery and giving. The put-off, put-on principles of Ephesians chapter 4 teach us that we need to begin to focus our changed hearts in the direction of specific concrete actions and behaviors that glorify the Lord. The homework assignments themselves could vary from scripture reading, scripture memory, books, pamphlets, audio messages, journals, creating lists, and more. But regardless of the method, the homework must be carefully planned to aim at the person's conscience by using the Word of God to bring conviction about the specific sins that he or she is struggling with. Vague and or general homework that is not pointed enough to hit the counselee on a personal and specific level fails to clearly expose the offensiveness of his or her personal rebellion against the Creator. The ultimate goal is to identify their surface-level sin issues and address those specifically through concrete, challenging homework that will make them use God's Word every day in order to penetrate their heart and bring the conviction that leads to repentance for His glory.